We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. It's a Monday. A lot happened over the weekend, including a heavyweight fight between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, which I had at my house, and I stayed up. It felt like old school heavyweight boxing pay per view. Didn't start until around midnight, and it was pretty much once Wilder got hit in the ear and went down. And it felt like that he had no chance after that. Now, the corner threw in the towel and everything else. So that was it was unexpected. But if you were watching the fight, you knew that Wilder was pretty much had no chance to win once he got knocked out and he was off his feet. So I mean, it was worth it. It felt like a heavyweight boxing match. Fury.
Well, hell, I don't know. I didn't see it.
What were you doing?
Fell asleep.
Come on, Ike.
No, man.
You're hyping this up on Friday.
Yeah, I went down like the lightweight that I am. But here's the thing, though. I was not shocked by it. I didn't know if Fury would knock him out. I certainly knew if Wilder didn't knock out Fury,
he was going to lose.
He wasn't going to win, exactly. So,
And he maybe, I mean, he connected maybe on one or two good punches the entire fight.
Yeah, he came in too heavy. I think it's a setup for a trilogy.
Absolutely.
I mean, they both made close to $30 million, I believe. And that was prior to the fight. That
doesn't
include.
That was before the pay-per-view buys. And the pay-per-view buys were
was
big.
Huge. Yeah, so it was they're going to make a ton of money. And when it's that type of fight out there to make for that type of money.
They'll do it again. No, sure.
I'll do it again. I'd watch it again.
There you go.
It's been two fights.
I mean, you didn't watch it. You were asleep.
Well, I'm just saying.
But in theory,
I'm saying I would watch a third fight.
For the third one, you're staying awake for.
I hope so.
Okay, good. We'll lock that in.
just for the record, I didn't see the first fight live either. I saw the replay.
Are you going for the third one? Make it three or three.
If we're going on previous history, Ike will not be watching the third fight.
Really enjoyed your analysis.
I'm just saying. It may not happen live. Well, here's where you should have known I wasn't watching it. You didn't get round-by-round analysis.
No gifts, nothing?
Nothing. That should have been the first sign. After that Sixers game that I missed the majority of because I was out. By the way, shout out to the American Heart Association. They had the Heart Ball of Philadelphia this past weekend where they were honoring Brian and Connie Dawkins. And I was there attending
and
that.
And that's where you were,
yes. That's where I was until about 9:30, 10.
So you came home from that and probably were.
Well, I was into the pre-fights. I had them on.
Hold on. So you paid for the You paid for the pay-per-view and didn't even watch the pay-per-view.
Yeah. It's not the first time.
I've been drinking that Ike juice.
Because here's the thing. I paid for the fight early in the day.
Yes, as did I.
So thinking you were staying up?
Because I didn't know what time I was going to be back home, so I paid for the fight, and you can't record it because it's a six-hour block, right?
Well, it started at 9.
Well, I mean, but they start showing when you order it, the preview stuff starts at 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to take up 4 hours of recording time.
Yeah, no, I mean the prelims, the pre-fights weren't bad. You know what I mean? They were watchable. Yeah. I honestly, I was watching the Sixers game and I said second half I'm like I'm out, and mm-hmm. I put both TVs on the fight.
Yeah.
So we were good.
Then I proceeded to see it all on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah, it was what you want in a heavyweight fight. There was a knockout, there was blood.
Yeah.
Tyson Fury's licking the blood off of his
ear. Yeah, I don't know about that one, yeah.
I wouldn't recommend that.
No.
That was odd.
Not with the coronavirus.
No. You don't need that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was fun on Saturday night. Now, we talked late last week about the proposal from the owners in the NFL, and the players are talking about it. It's still not signed. Mm-hmm. Feels like this is just part of the negotiation process. But one of the things that's included in that's at least allegedly included in this proposal, they went 17 games, right? Mm-hmm. So, Jack, step in here for a second. One of the 17 games, because if there's 17 games, that's obviously an odd number. So you have 8 home games. You have 8 away games. What do you do with that 17th game? And I think a lot of speculation has been, well, that'll be a London game or a Mexico City game, or it'll give the NFL a lot of opportunities to expand their horizons, have international games, or put them somewhere else in the United States. So there's talk of a regional rivalry game. For example, the Steelers would play the Eagles at a place like Beaver Stadium up in Happy Valley. Mm. How cool would that be? Jack, are you in on that? Would you travel up, 322 to Penn State to see that?
No, I think that's the best idea I've heard in a long time. Like in changing sports, like we're talking a lot about sports changes and all these sports trying new things to get.
Yeah.
Like Eagles, Steelers at Happy Valley with 109,000 people would be mayhem. It would be awesome. The school would make money.
Yeah.
Like they would, the whole state would go to that. That would be a huge ticket. I'm all in.
Be set out for sure.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. Listen, it's also something different. It's something new.
Yeah, I'm all for it as long as I don't have to go.
Yeah, I have no interest
interest.
It'd be cool being there.
No, I don't want to drive up there. No, I don't like one road in, one road out. No.
It's only a crisp 3.5 hours.
109 Eagles
and
Steelers fans.
Two of them are probably
fans.
Spent on that one road trying to get into Happy Valley.
They're two of the best traveling fan bases in the sport.
Well, they wouldn't have to travel very far.
No, it'll be sold out now. It'll be festive. I'm just saying I don't want to have to go up.
Me neither.
I'll watch it.
It would be great
watching it.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Like, so does it mean you do that every year? Or you switch it up? I mean, because I don't want to have to play the Steelers every year in Happy Valley.
I would. I like it. It's like college.
I mean, the Steelers are also usually a good team every year, right? So what does that mean? So now you're just playing another playoff-type team every year, you're adding that to your schedule as opposed to maybe one of your other rivals or a team that you're competing for the playoffs with that's playing like whoever their regional rival is, the Arizona Cardinals or something like that. I don't know. But I like the fact that with this 17th game, you would have possibilities of doing some different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have back to the Sixers phones. We have Corey in Pottstown. Corey, how are you? Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I got two reasons why it's the organization / medical staff on why the Sixers aren't doing well. And they all stem from 2017. You get fleeced by giving up that pick and not taking Jason Tatum. Jason, that whole snowball effect right there, if you have Jason Tatum, that stops you from getting Tobias Harris, that stops you from getting Horford, and that hurts.
But they were never going to take – they were never – the Celtics were going to take Jason Tatum. Either they were taking him at 1 or they were taking him at 3.
Right.
So let's go the other way of that draft still messed you up. As far as now your medical staff, you realize that right now you don't really have a backup point guard, and the backup point guard you could have had, you didn't play for a whole year, and now he's played every game this season for the Orlando Magic. So does that tell you what's wrong with our medical staff that we figure out how to get Markelle Fultz to work?
Yep. I agree with that.
It's your organization.
Yeah, I didn't even add in Markelle Fultz. I'm looking at Ben and Joel, but he's right. I don't know what the hell happened to Markelle Fultz and how he got injured, but I do know the handling of him and then trading him for basically nothing. It'd be nice to have him right now on your team. And I'm not telling you he's a star or anything of that nature. Is he better than Raul Neto? Is he better than him?
I'm just going to bring him up.
Yeah, is he better than him? Is he better than Zaire Smith?
Yeah.
I'll answer that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's better than him too, who doesn't play. Yeah, at least Markell has been, let's see, he's forgotten how to shoot. He didn't play. He went to see a hair doctor, and I'm not making fun of that, but they sent him to see somebody to sort of get his hair together.
Everything just seems very messy when it comes to the Sixers and injuries.
No, my
right?
only thing is that Markell has done all of this and still found himself on the court right now
mm-hmm. yep.
as a serviceable player and better than anything you have right now. Right?
Yes. Like, it'd be nice to have on
like,
the team.
Like Markell has gone through all that and still arrived at this point where he still would be your best guard right now other than Ben Simmons.
Yeah. And Ben Simmons might not be playing in the next.
Yes, who knows when he's going to be back
or rest of the season.
Get ready for some more Raul.
Yeah, we don't don't think we need any more of that.
Did you say Raul?
Raul.
Raul.
Let's go to Dante in North Philadelphia. Dante, how are you?
Tay.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey, what's man. Up, Tay?
All right, I had spoken to. I spoke to Jack. I told him, I said, this Sixers team is depressing, right? But then I'm not going to say depressed. I'm not going to use that word because, you know, I got the ESPN on and this whole Kobe thing. So that's sort of more depressing. But this Sixers team got me a little unsettled, fellas.
Yes.
Like I'm about ready to jump ship. Like, I need a new team at this because I don't see. It's like we almost back to the end of the Iverson years where it was just like we're just there. We're just playing. You just throw players out, just hoop. And there's no actual, like, imagination of winning. Like, yeah. I don't know where we at, y'all. Y'all, help me out, please.
No,
tell
it's
where we at.
No, it's tough. And I think, Dante, we haven't gotten the news just yet, but this thing with Ben Simmons, I'm afraid that we're going to get worst case scenario, and he may be out rest of the regular season, at least for another month. You just don't know. Backs are tricky. Why would they send him out there on the court? Why would they allow him to play Saturday in that game and he can't get through 6 minutes of the game without re-injuring himself?
Bro, it's unbelievable. Just one of the thoughts is there's so many thoughts, but at least can we get an actual coach? Like,
coach,
I am about
yes.
sick of the coach. I don't know if we could do anything right now. I guess we stuck, but my thing is a coach will actually like do something. You have to do something in order to get your players to do what you either what you want them to do or just do.
You gotta challenge them.
I agree.
You gotta challenge them. No, Dante. At this point, what Brett Brown's doing, he is just trying to ride out the rest of the season, get as many wins as possible, and that's it. He has no new answers. He's not gonna try anything different.
What can he do?
He's not nothing. Well, he's not going to do anything. That's for sure. Yeah.
Listen, when this thing all comes down and they move on from the coach, I hope Jay Wright is prepared. We're calling for him.
Do you think that they will?
Forget the Mark Jacksons, all these other nonsense names out there. I'm going to tell you right now, you go out there on the main line and you get Jay Wright. Get Jay Wright.
Do you make him an offer that
he
can't refuse?
He can't refuse.
Jack, you like that idea? An offer
Jay
you
Wright?
Can't refuse to Jay Wright?
No.
Why not? Because when Ike says that he's right, and like at this point, who else?
Who are you going to get?
Who else are you going to hire? Another retread? You're going to go into the college game and get somebody else? Like,
no.
As far as a guy that's had success, that understands the local mentality and understands the city's history. And it's, I mean, who else are you going to – seriously, what would be another name? Mark Jackson. So you're going to get a guy
the
that comes
names,
in here.
Yes.
Yeah, the same names.
No. Go get Jay Wright. Make it hard for him. He is the coach. It's an argument he's the best damn coach in the city. Certainly basketball, there's no argument. There's an argument he's
Ooh,
the
boy.
Best coach in the city.
Mm-hmm. Sure, he's got two championships.
Yes, he's the best coach in the city, and if he wins it again this year, like what is he doing? You're the greatest coach in Villanova. Like what are we doing here? You can't do anything but add on to the resume.
Well, I mean,
he's a Hall of Fame coach already.
Jay Wright doesn't
take the next step.
But he doesn't save the team from Josh Harris from the.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does, because he gets them out of the way, and he's going to hire someone who knows what the hell they're doing in the front office, and Joshua Harris will get out of the way.
A college coach is going to come in and start demanding that stuff.
You know how long Jay Wright's been around the game of basketball? He has a ton of relationships. Ton of relationships, ton of respect. He's coached on the Olympic team as an assistant coach. Jay Wright's got a ton of respect out there as a coach.
I mean, honestly, I think what needs to be happen is that what you're doing is you're not only hiring Jay Wright, but at the same time, you're hiring somebody to oversee the basketball operation.
Yes.
That's going to work with Jay Wright.
And you hire somebody that we feel good about.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to get behind Jay Wright and support him.
And you know what else, Jack? He's going to make these players listen.
Damn right.
I'm not going to hate Joel Embiid anymore.
Oh, yeah, everyone's going to buy in now.
Because Joel Embiid's going to turn into a different player. But here's the thing, right? Do you believe that any of these guys are being challenged right now? Do you think Joel Embiid's being challenged right now?
See, I disagree that a college coach can't work. First of all, you see Brad Stevens in Boston. Brad Stevens has lost stars. He's been without his best players. His team is always in the playoffs. They are more or less overachieving than underachieving. In part, it's because they got a good GM there with a good structure there. So Brad Stevens has the power there. Players aren't trying to undermine him, or they're getting those guys out of there. Even Billy Donovan. Now, Billy Donovan hasn't won a title, but he hasn't had the talent to win a title. But he's put together playoff teams and respectable teams. Have you heard anything about any players disrespecting Billy Donovan?
No.
Not even Russell or Westbrook. And the fact that he has that Oklahoma City team with just Chris Paul and a bunch of nobodies in the playoffs, that's the coaching. That's the coaching. Don't tell me these college coaches can't come in the NBA and make a difference. If you got a good college coach, he can. Don't give me the guy in Cleveland, John Beilein. He's 60-something years old.
67. Yeah. Jay Wright's 58. He's getting close.
No, Jay Wright's younger. Jay Wright has two titles. And these players know Jay Wright.
Yeah, but those –
they're here. They know Jay Wright. Jay Wright's been around this Sixers team.
Brad Stevens went to the Boston Celtics, who have one of the best structures in the NBA.
Yep.
Billy Donovan went to the Oklahoma City Thunder, who have Sam Presti and have long been a very structurally sound NBA team. You saw it happen at
Oh, really?
Yeah.
OKC.
Yeah. Sam Presti's one of the best GMs in the sport.
He drafts well. Why? Well, how the hell did he lose all three of his franchise players?
Because they didn't want to pay that luxury tax.
But what you're saying is Jay Wright wouldn't do that here.
No, I think that we're putting all this pressure on Jay Wright to come here and win when the organization isn't structured and good enough.
Well, it starts with the coach.
I mean, it starts with the coach.
But what I'm saying is that's a position that you could put in place that could provide you the structure.
If you hire the right coach, he can help put everything else together. Right? Like, here's all I want, right? Because you're right.
I don't want the Villanova people getting mad at me about stealing their coach.
No, Jack, because you're right.
That's who we need, Jay Wright.
Because you're right. Like, it's not going to make Josh Harris a better owner, right? It's not going to make Elton Brand a better GM. But you know what Jay Wright's going to do? Maybe make them play defense on a more consistent basis. Maybe make Joel Embiid realize that he can't do the disappearing act that he does or do whatever he wants to do. Maybe challenge these guys. I mean, I don't know. Right now, it's not working. And if you think you're just going to bring another guy in and it's going to change things, it's not. Jay Wright can come in here and he can change things, Jack. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. He's so against it every time we bring it up.
I'm with Jay Wright. Love it.
888-729-9494. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged in 2020, shop Marks Jewelers' great collection of diamond engagement rings at your flagship store in Montgomeryville.
Best coach in town.
Online, marks-jewelers.com. He's the
college coach, yes.
I don't care, college, pro, whatever.
Ooh, boy.
He's the perfect combination of a good enough X and O guy, but also a culture guy.
No disrespect to Doug.
And he's not a wimp.
Doug's been a coach for 3 years, 4 years.
Exactly.
Jay Wright been around here 20 years.
But our Twitter question is, what's the main Sixers problem? The organization.
15 years?
Jay?
I don't know. When did Jay take over at Nova?
When would it?
Well, I was playing, so I know that. So yeah, it couldn't be 20 years.
It's at least 15.
15, right?
Lapis wasn't here that long. I'm thinking it right. It is right at 20 years. No, man, he gets
started
it.
Started in 01.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
almost 20
yeah,
years.
Yeah, so we're right there.
Wow.
Yeah. Bigger problem for the Sixers, biggest problem with the Sixers right now, the organization, which is obviously a problem. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this is great ownership and Brett Brown and Elton Brand have done a good job. But to me, it's the players and it's the star player. If your star player is Joel Embiid, these are the kind of discussions that we're constantly going to be happening. We're going to be trying to figure out what's wrong, what's wrong. How come we can't win? How come everything always seems to go wrong? You know why? Because your best player, your most important player, continues to do what he does. I'm the best player in the world after beating a bad Nets team. And then you know what happens the very next game, 2 days later, he's 5-for-18, they lose on the road, and now I didn't have the right mentality. This is what you're going to get. This is what you're going to get with Joel Embiid. We can sit here and pretend that it's not Joel Embiid. It's Joel Embiid as much as it's anything else. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, phone calls coming up next at 4 o'clock. We will set the over-unders on Jack tonight at the Police Athletic League game. Jack is playing at halftime. He'll be on the court. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many minutes he'll be on the court, but we have over-unders, and we'll go over them coming up at 4 o'clock. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.